our time, Darius. The Washington Commanders. To join us, John Cakes Allville of the Sports Junkies. Cakes, I mean, how crazy is it that we're talking about an NFC Championship game that Washington's a part of on Sunday?
I mean, it's bordering on the absurd. Like, if I came up to you in, you know, like during training camp or mini camps and said, you know, this team's going to win 12 or 13 games in the regular season, go on a postseason run, win all their games on the road, and have to stare down a division rival for a chance to win a Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback, I mean, I would have thought you would need to be committed. But, hey, give credit to the front office for nailing the number two pick, obviously, with Jaden Daniels. He's been spectacular. Dan Quinn has completely revamped the broken culture that was here under Ron Rivera and the litany of other bad coaches that preceded him. And, hey, it feels great. I mean, 33 years wandering in the desert. Commanders fans deserve a big platform like this and a huge stage, and hopefully they're able to take the next step. And like Mitch said, we're talking about the Super Bowl in a few weeks, which seems absurd, but here we are.
Yeah, it's hilarious. By the way, Cakesy, we are out in Bethesda today at Caddy's. So, by the way, our Caddy's audience wants to say hello.
Very good.
To Johnny Cakesalville. How about this?
One Eric Bickle was making an appearance at Caddy's. I don't know if he's there yet or he made his appearance already, but we heard about that earlier on the show today. So some cross-show synergy going on there at Caddy's in Bethesda.
EB swung through. How about this fan base coming back to life, though, and just what we're seeing after so many years of dormancy?
No, it's awesome. I mean, I heard you, I think it was yesterday or the day before, talking about how, you know, you're dressing up like your four-year-old kid is wearing a Jaden Daniels jersey. And I'm a little further along in the child-rearing process than the Paulsons. But look, my oldest kid is 27, and he had never seen a consistent winner here with Washington. So he's enjoying it. You know, all three of my kids are caught up in this because they've never been here before. They've never experienced what people who are older, like their dad, experienced when the Redskins were so dominant back in the 80s and the early 90s. So it's great for them to get a taste of it, too.
If Washington's going to win this game, what kind of game is it going to be? Is it going to be one where Washington has to put up 30 points? Do you think it's going to be a little bit of a rock fight? What are you expecting if Washington's going to come out on top and head to the Super Bowl?
I think Washington has to keep doing what they're doing. Like, they have to keep playing aggressive offense. They have to keep scoring in that 28 to 35, if not higher range. I don't like this team in a knockdown, drag out like 17-14 type of game. And let's be honest, I don't think this defense can hold Philly to that sort of point range. So I think it's going to be another explosive offensive game. I don't know if it's going to be quite like the week 16 game at Northwest Stadium where they had the five turnovers and still got the win. But I think it's going to be relatively high scoring. Hopefully, we're scoring a lot more than the Eagles, but I would guess it's going to be close. My prediction was 31-28 on the air this morning, and I picked the Commanders. At this point, I'm not picking against Jaden Daniels. He's been too good during his playoff run and during the regular season to pick against him.
Kate says, Adam Peters more handsome or good at being a GM? Which one is it?
Oh, man, that is a great question because he is a handsome fella. And Jeeps, did you guys laugh, too, when he just casually and easily picked up Josh Harris so easily on the sideline? I think
that
it was during the Detroit win.
Yeah.
I mean, he just picked him up like I'm picking up like a five-pound sack of sugar at the grocery store, like with just the most ease ever. Is he more handsome or better at his job? As dashing as he is, he's better at his job as the GM. And I think he even looks better by comparison because of all the just boobery and tomfoolery that's been going on in the lack of a front office here with Washington under Dan Snyder's reign of terror. So, yeah, he is better at his job than he is handsome.
By the way, it looks like they might keep both Lance Newmark and Cliff Kingsbury. I know there's still two head coach openings, but with the Raiders kicking it all 2004 and hiring Pete Carroll today, it looks like Kingsbury is actually, by not interviewing, hurt himself a little bit here, which I'm fine with, and might hang around for another season.
And I think that's ideal. Look, you as good as Jaden Daniels is, look, if Cliff left, I still think Jaden Daniels is going to be really good, but how much better is he going to be with another year in the system, adding more talent around him? And, you know, Jeeps, you and Danny have talked about it. We've talked about it. He can afford to be selective in the hiring process because he's getting those fat checks still from Arizona. He's getting paid like a middle to lower tier head coach already. And he gets to work with a superstar quarterback. So I don't blame choosing and being selective. I think he's playing it pretty massively at this point.
Cakes, appreciate the time. Hopefully we hear you at 6 a.m. on Monday for a victory Monday headed to the Super Bowl.
Hopefully that is the case. Have a good time at Caddy. Say hello to the crowd again for me, and thanks for having me, boys.
You got it. There's Johnny Cakes Auville of the Sports Chunkies. By the way, think about what Toby just said. Toby just said that potentially the Junkies will be doing a show on Monday getting ready for the Super Bowl. It's
what
insane world are we living in?
By the way, LSU kid playing in New Orleans, not betting against him.
Yeah, I like
Let's
that.
Let's get there.
Going back to a stadium where he's very, very comfortable, where he just got himself a win.
Mm-hmm.
Made some big plays a handful of weeks ago. But we will worry about that after this Sunday. Let's get deeper into the matchup. Commanders, Eagles next. Plus, we will touch the people, get some thoughts, some questions from our audience out here in Bethesda. The party is on at Caddy's, hanging out with us ahead of the NFC Championship game. You're listening to Grant and Danny on the Fan.